This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you guys remember, ESPN and Netflix were working together on a 10-hour 90s Bulls documentary called The Last Dance, and it was scheduled to come in June around the time of the NBA Finals. Well, I hate to be the one to tell you, I don't think the NBA Finals are going to be happening in June this season. A lot of people were pushing for ESPN to bump up the release of The Last Dance, and officially today they have announced April 19th is when we will see the first two episodes of The Last Dance. So their plan is, over a 5-week span, every Sunday they will release 2 more episodes to give us a 10-hour 90s Bulls documentary. Sean, I am very pleased.
So is it a Netflix thing or is it an ESPN thing?
They jointly are doing it. ESPN is making it, and they will distribute it over Netflix once it's done.
Okay, I think that all these streaming services should follow suit. It makes a lot of sense. Think about it. Right now, everybody's essentially forced to stay at home. Everybody's incredibly bored. They're jonesing for sports, and a bunch of people are probably watching more television right now than they have at any point in their entire lives, because at some point, there's just not a lot to do when you're stuck at home. So, yeah, I think that the same way that a lot of documentaries are going to get moved up, this makes a lot of sense. And I think this is going to do absolutely huge numbers. It would have anyways. I mean, if you talk about the most popular team, not just of my lifetime, but probably of anybody's lifetime, go back, those Michael Jordan Bulls. Everybody was going to watch this. Now, with nothing else going on, everybody and their grandma is going to be watching this.
No, it's certainly going to get excellent ratings. I'm really excited for it. Those 90 Bulls, they were a phenomenon, and it really came at a time when we saw the explosion of sports with the internet and with cable. If you think about it, a lot of people around the country became Atlanta Braves games, because you remember those great Braves teams of the 90s and TBS, where it didn't matter what market you lived in. If you had cable, you had the ability to watch one of the 3 best baseball teams at the time. The Bulls were the exact same thing. If you had regular cable, you were able to watch WGN, and that was certainly part of the spread of the 90s Bulls. Earlier today, Colin Cowherd on his show said this about the 1990 Chicago Bulls teams.
But I want to talk about those Chicago Bulls, and I believe they're the most beloved team in the history of my life, and perhaps the history of the country. Really, we don't all love the Yankees when they're winning. Most people are now tired of Alabama. We really never got tired of the Bulls. We never did.
So that was Colin Cowherd earlier today on his show. The Bulls from the 90s have always intrigued me from this standpoint. For the most part, the American public hates when one team wins all the time. If you ask NFL fans who were your least favorite team, even though they didn't win the Super Bowl last year, I think the number one answer would be the New England Patriots. When the Golden State Warriors were dominating and they had Kevin Durant, people weren't too fond of the dynasty that they had created. People hated the 90s Cowboys. People hated all these teams. The one dynasty that everybody seems to love, that everybody seems to be on the page on, is the 1990s Bulls. So I always push back when I hear people say, I don't like the NBA because the same team wins all the time. We saw the same team win in the NBA 6 out of 8 years in the NBA Finals, and that was when people believed that the NBA was in its absolute golden age in peak. The Bulls were able to transcend sports in such a way that they were the only lovable dynasty, I think.
Well, they also transcended it because they had the most transcended athlete in the history of the world. I think if you ask most people, hey, when you talk about the best athlete for his sport anytime, they're going to give you one of two answers, probably either Gretzky or Jordan. Most people are going to say Jordan. I'll push back a little bit when you talk about the popularity of the NBA when there's teams that are winning all the time. I think that the Golden State Warriors had a pretty long run of popularity. Now, toward maybe the last couple of years, and certainly when they added Kevin Durant, it was easy to not like them. But when they were going to their first two or three finals, I think people still like them. What about the Showtime Lakers with Worthy and Magic? I think people liked them for a while. So the Bulls people liked longer than these other dynasties. But I feel like the NBA is the one sport, as long as it's not an unlikable team, like the Pistons, for example, they were an unlikable dynasty. The Spurs, they were a boring dynasty. If you've got Steph Curry, if you've got Jordan, we can watch you for a few years.
Yeah, I think people, but then they normally turn on them, and I don't know if that ever happened with the Chicago Bulls. You're right. It was cool to like the Warriors when they were the upstart, when they had the 6'1 kid from Davidson, and they had the kid you had never heard of from Klay Thompson. But by the fact we all knew them, we got tired of them winning. The Bulls might be the only team, because it happened really quick with the Patriots. Like, you say all those things about the Pats. Man, at one point, America loved the New England Patriots. They were the underdog dynasty. They had the greatest draft pick in the history of the NFL. They had the coach who had failed in Cleveland that came back. Remember, after September 11th in the game against the St. Louis Rams, like, America at one point loved the New England Patriots, but man, once they started winning too much, that's the thing. We like you when you win a little bit. We don't like you when you win too much. And you know what team could be the next up in that? The Kansas City Chiefs. If the Chiefs are going to have the success that you think they're going to have, and Mahomes is going to win four or five of these things, they will very quickly turn into the team that everybody hates. Right now, Mahomes is a lot of fun, and he is the must-watch thing in the NFL. But start winning too much, they eventually start to hate you.
Well, they've been to two AFC championship games since Pat's been the quarterback. And so, yeah, I don't think it's going to be too far until we can at least have that conversation. But the same way that people always love watching Jordan, I think people are going to always love watching Pat. I think he's one of those transcendent players. Well, people will not get sick of this Chiefs team. Now, eventually they will. And you're right. If you do what the Patriots did, and you go to 9 Super Bowls and, what, 14 AFC championship games in an 18-year period, then, yeah, you oversaturated the market a little bit too much. But if you're some of these other dynasties that were really good for a while, I'm not saying that the Chiefs are going to have the success that the Patriots had. As good as I think Pat is, as good as I think the combination is with him and Andy Reid, very similar to Belichick and Brady, I'm not going to be the guy that comes on the radio and says they're going to go to 14 AFC championship games with Patrick Mahomes and, what is it, 9 Super Bowls? And when, what do you end up winning, 6 of them?
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's going to set all kinds of records. I think individually we might look back at Patrick Mahomes and say he's the best to ever play the position. I don't think they're going to have the team success of the Patriots. That's getting a little crazy.
I think when you think about it with Michael Jordan, he is probably sports' first worldwide superstar, at least in a basketball sense. You could probably find some people in other sports. Muhammad Ali, he certainly transcended.
Pele.
And he was a world. I don't know if Pele was ever as big in the United States as some of these other guys, but he certainly was bigger in other parts of the country. When you think about it, we're talking about a basketball star in America. Michael Jordan might be the first transcendent worldwide star. Now, we've certainly seen guys post Kobe, LeBron. We've seen guys that have kind of transcended from a worldwide thing. And I think a lot of that is cable television, and a lot of that is the internet and the marketing. Like, you had the marketing giant, which is Nike, teaming up at one time with the greatest athlete potentially in the history of it. That was just a combination for it to explode in the way that it did. But I think if you're looking for the model of, we talk about, is X a superstar? Man, the superstar conversation in America really starts and begins with Michael Jordan.
That was before social media, though. Can you imagine how much bigger of a superstar Jordan would have been? Because we're talking about essentially the late 1980s. There wasn't social media for another 15 or 20 years. He would have been even bigger than he's become, and everybody knows Michael Jordan's face. And I think part of the way that you can judge just how popular and famous those Bulls teams were, people know the ancillary parts of that team. Like, yeah, we all know Jordan and Pippen, but everybody knows Horace Grant and B.J. Armstrong and Bill Winnington and Bill Cartwright and all Steve Kerr, all these different dudes. That should tell you just how good that team was. We don't just know the superstars. We know all those guys.
Yeah, no, I mean, that really is a big point when it comes to the Chicago Bulls of, it wasn't just knowing the stars of the team. Like, we really knew the teams inside and out. We knew the coach. We knew everything, every single storyline about it. Like, they were maybe the first reality television show if we're talking about an individual team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.